You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Remarkably Remote, a new daily microcast from the experts at GoToMeeting, all about making work from home work for you. Find Remarkably Remote on smart speakers, subscribe on your favorite podcasting app, or listen at gotomeeting.com/tips. That's gotomeeting.com/tips.
The race for coronavirus vaccine is on. This is perhaps the most important thing happening in the world right now. Certainly one of the most important things. Because the only way this truly ends is when we get a vaccine. That's when we will no longer have to live in fear for ourselves and our community members, our family members, the rest of the world. So the World Health Organization has identified 54 potential candidates for vaccines. Lots of companies are working on them. All kinds of methods, including new methods involving RNA, trying to inject RNA into the body to build up an immune response against the spike proteins that are part of the coronavirus. There's the more traditional way you make a vaccine, which is to take a weakened version of the virus, put it into people, see whether that helps them build up immunity. But the problem is that getting a vaccine, even at this incredibly fast rate people are working at right now, will take a year and a half, 2 years. So Dr. Fauci says that's what most of the experts say. So there's a big question. Could you speed up vaccine development? What are the steps that you could take? You could, for example, I read this in a paper this morning, you could start taking some of the traditional steps in vaccine development and having them occur concurrently. You could start some human trials, test different dosages and human response. At the same time, you're doing more extensive animal trials. You could try to run studies where one placebo group works as the placebo in a number of vaccine tests. Right? So that the way a vaccine trial would work is you would give some people the vaccine, some people the placebo. But maybe you could test four different vaccines against the same placebo group. Maybe you could speed it up. The most radical idea I read, just in a paper I read this afternoon, is that we should conduct what are called challenge trials. We should have people volunteer to be given the virus and a vaccine, and then study them. And your first reaction might be, this sounds awful. It's like in the past with smallpox or, you know, viruses of old where they were tested first on prisoners, right? Or they're tested on people who were low status in society. But the authors of this paper make a different argument. They say, actually, this could be beneficial for the people who volunteer. So they would only have people volunteering who are at low risk, right? Healthy, younger people. Two, ideally volunteers would be people who are likely to get the virus anyway. If someone is in a group, for example, they live in an urban area, they go out a lot for their work, they have a reasonable chance of getting the virus regardless. So if you go in and you are part of a vaccine trial, you may just be doing what you would have done anyway. So, according to the authors of the paper, you get people who are at high risk of getting it, who are at low risk of having serious health effects, and then, if they participate in the trial, you give them the best possible medical care, you give them first priority to life-saving medical devices, and maybe, perhaps, the risk of serious health problems or death from the virus isn't any higher than it would have been otherwise, and they're doing a great social good if this indeed accelerates vaccine development. It's a crazy idea. I've never heard someone propose this in any medical situation before. Part of me thinks, well, it's a crazy time. You need crazy ideas. On the other hand, I want to be cautious. I want to be persuaded that a challenge trial would actually truly speed up vaccine development, and that truly there would be informed consent, and that people wouldn't be coerced into something where their lives would be threatened. In any case, it is a crazy time, and it is a moment for out-of-the-box thinking about many things, including how to make a vaccine trial go faster. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.